catch and release the proper way. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday we heard from frequent contributor and expert fisherman Josh Mills that there was an organization called Keep 'em Wet, founded by Brian Husky. The idea is to handle fish that you intend to release very carefully. And today we hear from Brian himself.
As a photographer and as an angler who caught and released and photographed a lot of trout, I took special care in how they were handled, because if I'm letting them go, I want them to live. And I started to notice so many instances on social media of fish that were being handled in such a way they looked like there was no way they're going to come out of this thing alive. Yet they were described or hashtagged catch and release in the captions of this content. I thought to myself, how many fish are dying because of the way that they're handled, and how many people are understanding, whether they're youngsters or new people drawn to fishing because of the beautiful images that they see, how many people are learning and accepting that this is the normal standard of how catch and release should go and what it looks like. And I was very troubled by that. And not being a particularly confrontational personality, I wanted a way to represent better handling of actual catch and release fish that I could communicate through my captions.
Go to keepemwet.org, K-E-E-P-E-M, wet.org.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.